Daily Mix show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday, one and all.
Less
than a week from Christmas.
Yes.
And my five-year-old is just committed to ruining my Christmas aesthetic in my house.
How so?
Well, first of all, he keeps rearranging the ornaments on the Christmas tree, and I'm very
Does
OCD.
He really?
Yes. He's very into it, though. He helped me decorate the tree, which was helpful, but now he's like rehoming them to different parts of the tree, and it's looking very off balance. And then, on top of that, he has decided that he doesn't want any bows on any of the Christmas presents under the tree.
He's
taken all the bows off of the presents, so most of the presents now have like a rip where the bow has been taken off. And then on top of that, he has basically organized the Christmas presents under the tree the way that he sees fit. So everything I've been working so hard for with my OCD-ness is just gone out the window.
Now, we got Tatum her own tree. And it was the smartest thing ever because, like, she also wants to do all the ornaments. And, like, you know, for the tree in the main part of our house, it's like Sid's got a, kind of like you, she's got a whole way of doing it. In fact, I could barely touch the tree because she's just like, why are you putting it right there? I'm like, I don't know. It just seemed like a spot that you could put an ornament in. She's like, well, it doesn't match with the other thing. And I'm like, you know what? Just tell me where to put these, and I'll get on the ladder and put them up there. But so we got Tatum, like, a little mini tree, like something that's, like, maybe, like, 3 feet tall. And she decorated that all on her own.
This is the pro move. This is what I needed to know, Steve. I have 6 days.
Yes.
I can get Barrett his own tree. I can fix Christmas. It's going to be fine.
Christmas. Does he know where some of his presents are?
Oh, he knows where all of them are. So he has organized by which ones are for him, which ones are for dad, which ones are for the cousins.
Even the ones that aren't under the tree yet.
Or
do you have them all wrapped?
They're pretty much all wrapped under the tree.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to wrapping yet.
Yeah, he's making it hard for me because I have to have things in a certain order and everything is out of order, but it's going to be okay. The magic of Christmas still exists.
I didn't realize that bothered you as much as it does. And I kind of love that he's trolling you like this.
In
a way, he was put on this earth to help you with your OCD.
Well, he is succeeding right
now. Yes,
yes. Rockaholics, it's time that we inform you.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Terrence OCD and also Palace Law. And today, Danny, it's your day.
What's that?
Today is absolutely, if there was ever a day that's meant for Danny, it's today.
Is it National Emo Day?
Yes.
Yeah!
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Today is National Emo Day.
No way!
Yes!
I mean, if you just say that and then you start playing Fall Out Boy, I just figure that's the Emo Day.
I don't know if you would be like, it's National Pizza Day or National Beer Day or National Wallet Chain Day.
I know those
Yes.
Things. Well, okay, Wallet Chain Day. I don't really.
That's
don't
every
that
day.
Exists. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, today is National Emo Day.
Aww.
I don't know what that means.
That's so random. December 19th? All right. I started wanting to jump.
I feel like close your eyes and we're at emo night at Numo's.
Right? So great. Everybody's crying and hugging.
When's the next one?
Time.
So that people could celebrate National Emo Day. Not today, of course. You know,
exactly almost in a month. It's January 18th is our next one.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're just a month off. It's fine.
This is such a nostalgia song, though.
Oh, so
which
good.
Is really what emo night is. It's like, it's like 80s night for millennials.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're old.
I know. It's crazy. What was this, like 2000?
Oh, don't even say it.
I think it might be. Or early, it's got to be early 2000s,
right? I feel like I was in college, yeah.
Probably, it says 2005.
Okay. I was in college.
Much better.
Much better.
Not by much, by 5 years. Well, anyways, today's your day, so happy National
Emo
Day. Also today, what great news for us Kraken fans. I am very excited about this trade. I was not expecting this, but the New York Rangers traded their winger, Kaapo Kakko, to the Kraken. And he hasn't had, like, He's young. He was a top draft pick, and I feel like he was just dealing with a lot of pressure. I mean, that's a tough place to play in New York City for any sports team, and I think coming here to Seattle is going to be a great thing. We had to trade Will Borgen to get him, but Will's going to be an unrestricted free agent, I believe, so there's a good chance they wouldn't even be able to keep him. But this is just, in my opinion, this could be a huge trade for the Seattle Kraken. I'm very excited about this.
Let's go Kraken.
Yes.
Now moving on to my poor Washington State University Cougars. Our quarterback, John Mateer, has announced he will transfer to the Oklahoma Sooners, which we expected. He's going to be reuniting with former WSU offensive coordinator Ben Arbuckle.
It's
a reported $3 million NIL offer from Oklahoma, which is quite an increase from what anything that WSU would be able to put together for him.
Do you have any idea of what they were trying to give him?
I know that they were like grasping at straws, and it was not looking good.
A couple free meals and maybe like $50.
Oh yeah, they had like 20 players enter the portal. Plus, we lost our coach. Like it's just a rough time to be a Coug.
What a crazy world that we're in now. Like college kids are just becoming millionaires.
I mean,
good for them. I mean, the teams have been for years been making money off of them and their performance forever. But that's just nuts that he's going to have $3 million in his bank account.
Got to take care of number one, you know?
That's right. Also, take care of number one is Geno Smith, and the Seattle Seahawks are making it. It looks like they're making it clear that Geno will be playing this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, which is great news because I don't know if we want Sam Howell to be our quarterback. I mean, granted, he was thrown into the fire. That's a tough spot to be put in. But I'd much rather have Geno Smith with a bad knee in this situation. In fact, Mike McDonald talked about the fact that Geno did not have any significant damage to his knee, and it's looking very likely that he'll be playing against the Minnesota Vikings. And here's Coach talking.
Geno feels good. Did walkthrough today. We'll see how many reps. We got a plan for practice. We'll see how it kind of alters as practice starts to declare, but he'll be out there for a significant capacity today. We'll see how many reps he takes.
There you go.
Let's go Hawks.
Yes.
You remember the Murder Hornets?
Yes.
They have officially been eradicated from Washington and the greater United States after they...
It's a big celebration.
They were originally discovered in Canada, and then there was that giant nest found in Blaine, Washington. But as of yesterday, they are officially declared eradicated. There will be no more sightings to deal with. We actually got Brad, somehow my husband, procured one of these dead murder hornets and had it taxidermied gave it to our neighbor as a gift. And it's crazy. I mean, you can hold the thing in your hand and it's like the size of a lime.
I feel like you could put that like in some kind of a frame.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a great conversation piece if all of a sudden you walk by like, what is this? You're like, it's a murder hornet.
Yeah, they
are
bonkers.
Exist anymore.
Giant hornet.
So I think at this point, now that it's not dangerous or that we have to deal with it, can we name a sports team the Murder Hornets?
Yes, please.
Right? I feel like there's probably a beer league rec team that's already called the Murder Hornets.
That's a great name.
What a great name. Okay, this might be the strangest story of the day. And it involves a couple of porch pirates in New Jersey. They stole a bunch of stuff, and then the homeowner shared the ring cam footage saying, hey, we're hoping to be able to find this person. Here's the strange part about this video. They shared a video, and one of the guys, Sarah, you'll appreciate this, was twerking.
Are you sure it wasn't Sarah?
It was a dude, and they grabbed the stuff off the porch, and then they started shaking their ass, and it was very weird. And here's the strange part. So they put it up on the ring cam, like, you know, neighborhood security, you know, thread, and like they kind of like the social media part of ring cam, and said, hey, if anyone knows this person, let us know. It started going viral because the guy was twerking. He went back to their house and held his phone showing the video and was just like, you're embarrassing me.
What?
Why did you share this video? In fact, here's the audio of this guy talking to the ring cam.
Come on, dude. Not cool, bro. Come on. Not cool. Not cool at all. That's my internet.
That almost sounded like Michael Jackson.
It was very strange. And then he returned again to return one of the items. Not all of them, but just one glass. He just set it there. The whole thing, it's just the oddest thing. It's the oddest story of the day.
Was he a good twerker, though? Would Sarah have been impressed with his twerking skills?
I don't think so.
Really? I'm going to have to find the video. Because anyone that can twerk, I'm usually impressed.
All right, Thursday Night Football tonight. It's going to be on Amazon. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos. As far as weather, 51 degrees and rain, that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Would you say that you are a smart shopper or a dumb shopper?
What do you think?
I'm going to go with the latter.
I'm an impulsive, stupid shopper.
We're going to talk more about this at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, it sounds like the majority of us are pretty bad with our money. There is a financial website called Wallet Jump, and they went ahead and put together a list of the things that we keep spending money on. Surprisingly, Steve Miggs, coffee is not on this list.
If it was on the list, that would definitely be my number one thing. I think we are spending way too much money on coffee, and I don't see that ever changing.
You deserve a little treat.
Twice a day?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not going to rain on your coffee parade.
And then there are times where I'm pretty sure my wife's grabbing coffee in the morning. I mean, I'm like, it's not like we don't have two coffee machines in our house.
But, well, here are some of the highlights of items.
And I even said, hey, look, we could buy one of those nice, like, you know, machines. And she point blank said, well, I just think it tastes better when someone else makes it. I'm like, you're not wrong. But it also is like, when we do the math, it's a ridiculous amount of money we're spending on coffee.
Ah, but it's so good.
Yeah.
So some of the highlights of things we're spending too much money on, auto insurance.
Oh. Okay. I have no idea.
I would recommend, if you'll allow me to, if you don't have an insurance brokerage that you work with, that's the best, because then they shop the deals for you.
I know.
Set it and forget it.
It's one less thing to worry about. Shout out to Lori. She's the one who handles mine. She's awesome.
I got Heidi.
Heidi, that's sounds my gal. Like a, she sounds like a nice lady.
Another thing we're spending too much money on, lottery tickets.
I'm not, but I'm convinced, and my wife always laughs at me, I'm convinced at some point I'm going to win the lottery. Oh. And every time I say that to my wife, she's like, well, don't you have to play the lottery in order to win? And I'm like, it's not happening just yet, but at some point I'm going to win the lottery. And did you see right now, like, the lottery, what it's at?
What?
Oh, man, where let me find it. The Mega Millions has reached $825 million. It's getting pretty close to being $1 billion. And tomorrow's the next day.
Let's go buy some tickets, y'all.
Should we?
Maybe.
Yes.
Another item people are spending too much money on, car repairs.
I just want to go back real quick. The irony of we're spending too much money on these guys, and we're like, we never spend money on lotteries. Like, let's go buy some tomorrow.
Well, it's, I mean, we'd be idiots not to. $825 million. I mean, I'm not going to waste my money on like a $50 million payout.
No, sure.
I got you, yeah.
Can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
What do you think of our show? I feel like Sarah might be the smartest with the money. Which is crazy to say the word smart and Sarah.
I mean,
that's right.
She's frugal. Yes. She's frugal, but she also... do you have the keys to the van, per se? Like, doesn't George do most of the financial stuff for you?
Oh, George is definitely way worse with the money. Oh.
Right, I was going to say, you guilt him at times for making bad financial decisions.
All the time.
Yeah.
We use my car a lot, so we're not driving in my... Or we're driving in my car. But anytime I go into his truck, talk about lottery tickets.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, babe, what are all these? They're in his visor. They're in his glove compartment. And then he's like, oh, well, I think they're like all winners. And I'm like, they're probably not.
Are they scratch-offs? Is that what he does?
Oh, yeah, he's a scratch.
That's his thing?
Yep, yep.
Has he ever won any money off of them?
Like $5, $10, $20, but nothing crazy, no.
And he does the pull tabs and stuff too, right?
I love pull tabs.
Oh, yeah. When a bar has a pull tab, he's all about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, that is my goal for 2025 is to belly up to the bar with George and just go crazy on a bunch of pull tabs.
And do the pull tabs.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I've done it once. It really didn't do anything for me.
It's so satisfying. Even if you're just getting a bunch of losers, it's so satisfying.
Oh, he will love having a partner in crime because he will spend way too much money on that.
It also says that we're spending too much money on car repairs, and it's suggesting...
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Right? It's suggesting use scratch-removing products to save on repairs, Steve.
Okay. I've never brought my car in to get repaired because there was a scratch
on it. No!
Yeah.
Shout out Kia of Puyallup and Kia of Everett. Yes,
yes.
Also talking about eating out.
Okay, we've gotten a little bit better with that. It's really our child. She's obsessed with Chipotle.
Wait, what is it? She just likes the rice and the chips?
She gets the rice, two orders of rice, and the chips, and the guacamole.
It's great guacamole.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, but it's really just about the chips. And I keep telling my wife, I'm like, I'll just go to Chipotle and buy a bag of chips. It's way cheaper than dropping $50 each time we go to Chipotle, and sometimes we're going every week, and then you do the math, and you're like, I cannot believe we're spending a couple $100 a month on Chipotle. And it's good, don't get me wrong. But that's insanity.
Well, and this is great advice that they're giving, you know, to people of a certain age like you and Sarah, Steve, wow, is to take advantage of AARP membership benefits.
Yeah. You got jokes over here, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK is our phone number, and we want you to be honest with us. What are you spending way too much money on? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Wheatus.
The Daily Mix Show.
Be honest with us, because we're all friends here, right, Steve Miggs?
Absolutely.
What are you spending way too much money on? 206-803-ROCK. Marty in Seattle, what are you dropping too much coin on?
All those monthly services, all the photo storage, Netflix, yep. Amazon Prime, Audible. I mean, it adds up to a ridiculous amount of money. I can't even, streaming alone is ridiculous.
Have you found yourself at times where you realize, oh crap, I didn't even know I was still subscribed to this one, and I was like, oh, I need to cancel this. Like, what the hell am I, why do I still have Google Play or something ridiculous like that?
Absolutely. My daughter was spending $33 a month on Adobe. What? why am I doing this? This is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it adds up to like a couple hundred bucks a month, if not more.
Well, and then you always get these notifications that tells you, hey, FYI, your streaming service is increasing in price on this day. And they're all doing that throughout the year.
Dude, we had that argument with my wife. Not argument, but I had a conversation with my wife about it, because she's like, oh, there's like this kids TV streaming site, bless you, that was just like, she's like, can we just get that? It's like $8 a month. I'm like, no. Why? Like, they have free versions on YouTube. Yeah, it's not as many. The library is not as extensive. But what are we doing? She's like, it's only $8 a month. I'm like, yes, that's the problem. Everything is only $8 a month. But then you have like 10 of them. Next thing you know, it's like $80 a month.
And we've lost track altogether of how many we have.
We've gone crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Be honest. What are you spending way too much money on? Tom from Redmond, tell us how much you used to spend on takeout.
About $1,200 a month.
Whoa! What was your favorite item to take out?
Yeah, what was your go-to?
I'd go to McDonald's every morning for two sausage McMuffins and a macchiato, and then lunch, and then fast food on my way home.
Whoa. So how did you make a change? What was like the big kicker for you?
You went broke.
Coworker kind of pointed it out to me, and I did the math, and I was like, holy crap, I'm spending way too much money.
Can I ask?
So I since cut it down to about $200 a month.
Can I ask, was it healthy for you? Because
no, it's a lot. Yeah. I didn't care.
That's fair. I just making sure.
Tom, I remember many, many years ago, I was the same way. Like, I would stop at McDonald's every day on my way home when I lived in Linwood. I'll never forget. And the moment where I was like, I had a moment of clarity was when the lady that worked there says, you come here way too much.
Oh.
And I was like, excuse me? She's like, do you even know how to cook? I'm like, what? And she's like, you're here every day. I'm like, yeah, I was like, okay, and I'll stop doing it. So instead of learning how to cook, I just went to a different McDonald's.
McDonald's in the morning I would go to. We were on a first name basis with the drive-thru lady.
Hilarious.
Those are your new friends. 206.
We spend a lot on takeout, but not $1,200. Yeah,
we really cook at home a lot. But I'm always like floored if I ever do like a DoorDash or something like that, how expensive it is. I'm like, I should just drive and get it.
But the crazy thing is, like, you see like freaks of nature, like Thrill, who eats a ton of fast food and gains no weight.
No.
So that's why I asked.
Yeah, you're right. Like, there are some people that just, they just don't gain weight from eating like pure crap. Wait, so you do DoorDash?
We have done it a couple times, but it's so expensive to do it out where I live in the boonies. I've probably done it like four times ever.
I'm always fine with going out to get the food, like, because it's a moment of just escapism.
Yes.
You know, and everything's insane in the household. Nothing terrible, but, you know, Tatum's losing her mind about something. And I'm like, I'll go pick up the food. I'll be back. And it's just like, solitary.
So where we live, everything is 15 minutes away. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to get the food delivered or go pick it up and get it back at a decent, you know, time. It's 30, like it gets colder.
But that's 30 minutes of quiet time.
I guess that's a solid point. Taylor from Renton, what do you spend too much money on?
First off, I just wanted to say, Migsy, Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club, I'm a fan as well.
It's the best. I love their stuff.
But I spend way too much on my wife.
Will you tell my husband to do that?
How does she feel about that?
Oh, she... So, 2 years ago, for Christmas, I bought her... what do you call those? Oh, yeah, an engagement ring, which was absurd. And I bought her like little side things, like that little cat clock that like the eyes go side.
That sounds awesome.
Well, it is. It is awesome. But the look on her face was like, this is all I got for Christmas. And I'm like, no, here's a $5,000 ring. And, I know I say the same thing. But this year, I'm doing the same thing. I'm buying her little knickknacks and dumb little presents. And then I got her a signed Stevie Nicks photo because she loves me.
That sounds
like...
No. What did that cost you? Can you share?
Nope.
Okay. She might be listening.
No, that's fair.
We don't want to get him in trouble.
I respect that. Wow. Taylor, you're the best.
You know what I respect? Someone who can beat Migs.
Let's go.
And we need somebody to call in right now and do just that. 206-803-ROCK. Steve's got a record of 351 wins, 114 losses, and 61 ties this year. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650. The Daily.